From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN plan for Libya is approved. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart, Paolo Gentiloni. Here is Mr. Kerry.
The communique that we issued today calls on all parties to accept an immediate, a comprehensive ceasefire in all parts of Libya. And no one understands the need for that better than the Libyan leaders who are here with us in Rome.
Libya's two rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world.
This agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low-carbon future. And that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
In an 8-minute statement Saturday, Mr. Obama said by approving the agreement, nearly 200 nations have shown the world has both the will and the ability to take on the challenge of climate change. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market on Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Para Chinar, the administrative center of the Kurram district on the Afghan border. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results showed a victory by Salma bint Hizab Al-Otebi. She is the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Burundi amid violence involving the military and police officers. The State Department says it has ordered the departure of non-emergency U.S. officials and the families of personnel. Violence began in Burundi in the wake of contested elections and an attempted coup in May. Voters in the Central African Republic are casting ballots Sunday in a referendum on a new constitution. The process was disrupted in several parts of the capital, Bangui, where there were reports of gunfire and fighting between opponents and supporters of the referendum. Some rebels have also threatened to disrupt the voting. The new constitution calls for the creation of a Senate, limiting future presidents to 2 5-year terms in office, and safeguards for religious freedoms. Exit polls in France are projecting that voters decisively rejected the country's anti-immigrant far-right National Front in Sunday's regional runoff elections. The National Front topped voting in 6 of the country's 13 regions in the first round of elections a week ago, but the exit polls showed former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his allies were the clear winners in the second round. A new U.S. political survey shows Texas Senator Ted Cruz with strong support from evangelical Christians and conservative activists has urged a surge to the top among Republican presidential candidates in Iowa. Iowa will hold the nation's first 2016 nominating contest. The Des Moines Register Bloomberg Politics poll late Saturday said Cruz is now winning the support of 31% of Republicans likely to vote in the February 1st party caucuses, outdistancing billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump, who has 21%. The Russian Defense Ministry says one of its destroyers in the Aegean Sea fired warning shots Sunday at a Turkish fishing vessel. The ministry said a guided missile destroyer was unable to make radio contact with the approaching Turkish fishing vessel, which failed to respond to visual signs and signals and flares. Russia said the destroyer fired the warning shots when the fishing boat was 600 meters away. It quickly changed course and passed within 540 meters. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe ended a visit to India Sunday after reaching a number of key agreements. The two countries Saturday sealed their warming ties with an agreement for Japan to build India's first high-speed train, defense pacts that will clear the way for Japan to sell weapons to India, and progress on civil nuclear agreement. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.